Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Doctrine of Truth. Bishop Poole, glad to have you again here today. And a wonderful day. This is another day that the Lord has made. The Bible says that we should rejoice and be glad in it. You know, God made the world and all everything that's in it, and I believe the Bible. I believe what God has said, and I trust in the Word of God. This is Bishop Poole, Doctrine of Truth. We're happy to have you and you, wherever you might be. And we're asking you to call a friend and tell a friend the Doctrine of Truth is on the air. Our endeavor is always to bring you the truth from a grassroots level. And we're asking God to look upon you tonight, wherever it might be, today or tomorrow. Amen. To help encourage you and bless you. Now, Father, we thank you right now, O God, in the name of Jesus, stretch your hand of deliverance. O God, you know where they are, you know what's involved in their lives, and you know where they are spiritually and financially, in health and in strength. Jesus, you said where two or three come together in your name, there you be in the midst. And Lord, we thank you, O God, for helping us and guiding us through all these situations and times and environments and home discussions. And, oh, God, you say you'll never leave us, and we believe it so, and we thank you for that now. In Jesus the Christ we pray, amen. Well, God bless you and welcome you again to Doctrine of Truth. I'm your host, Bishop Poole. Amen. And our subject is, what is the end time survival kit? What is the end time survival kit? Amen. Whatever we feel that the Lord has been leading you through and showing you what to do. Amen. Because each individual is different. Each family is different. Amen. And your environment is different. Amen. So we don't know, but we here at Doctrine of Truth, we always come together and sit down and discuss, and amen, and put a menu together as the Holy Spirit lead us and discuss and to talk about what can help your friend or yourself, or, you know, iron sharpening iron. Amen. Help us get understanding. Amen. Those of you, amen, that have a computer, later on, you like to view some of these programs, amen, you can do so, amen. As you go through, you can go to on your web, you can go to www.jciministries.org, www.jciministries.org, amen, and click on our website, and you go down the website to go to media. Amen, on the media. Amen, you can find us on Facebook. Amen, you can go to Doctrine of Truth. Amen, and also, well, you'll see we live streaming programs. Amen, you can view those programs that we'll be doing. Amen, through the church ministries as well. And you also, if you like to donate to these different programs and support, you can click on donation at the bottom of the church page of the website. Amen. God bless you again. Amen. Call a friend and tell a friend Amen. The Doctrine of Truth is on the air, and our endeavor is always that you can express yourself, amen, and come forth, and amen. You don't have to give your name or your address. Those of you for the first time be listening in, you don't have to give your name or your address. Amen. Once you push one on your phone, the technician will announce the area code and your last four digits. Amen. We also like to encourage you to research your Bible. Research your Bible. See what Bible you have. Amen. And to as a study Bible, we have found that the King James Version is well known all over the world, but there are also some other versions of the Bible. Amen. The New American Standard, the New International Bible. Amen. And we have the Amplified Bible. Amen. They're well accepted for reading and studying today, even in your home. Amen. Get your Bible dictionary. Amen. And concordance. And you can study the Bible. And also, when you go out in public, amen, and find out wherever you might be studying at. They're also out there, a lot of technology today. They have CDs and cassette tapes, amen, and DVDs that you can utilize, amen, to your walk, in your daily walk. You can put on your CDs and DVDs and let them play. And have, amen, the Word of God around you, even some well-known traditional gospel singing that would help build your faith and keep your mind on Christ. Remember that your natural man is the memory. It's just like a recorder and a sponge. It absorbs things, and you have to analyze it through your spirit and kick it out if it's not of God. Amen. Paul said, you know, we have to renew our minds. Amen. So we have to police our mind. We have to all the time guard our minds, what goes in. Because if you keep it in there too long, it'll go down into your spirit man. So we now, since we are children of Christ, begin to walk this world. Amen. You begin to see there's a difference. There's a difference now because you chose God as your Savior, and the Lord will take you through this world that you can help others. You can help others. Amen. We want to read a portion here, and you know always in the Doctrine of Truth, we always take another avenue, another observation, and bring it down to the grassroots whereby we can all be able to, on the cutting edge, that we all may be able to apply, amen, these different messages and different things that are happening today, time. We're going to take it from the book of St. Luke out of the King James Bible, and we want to read a portion here, and we want to, hopefully you get a revelation from the Word. Now, the Word of God, the Logos, the Word of God, amen, from Genesis to Revelation, is a common knowledge of God. Reading the whole Bible, the written word give us a common knowledge of God. Amen. But when we read and we pray and ask the Holy Spirit to give us a revelation, amen, a now day word, Lord, give us today our daily bread, our spiritual bread. And that's what we always be striving for. To get the spiritual bread, amen, the spiritual revelation of the Word of God. You know, after we come to Christ and the Holy Spirit quicken our minds and quicken our spirit, we become born again, amen. But then the natural man, amen, it has to catch up, amen. The natural man has to catch up what happened, the quickening and the restoration and the, amen, the love that God had given you, and you feel life. You become born again. But the mind, amen, has to catch up with what had happened to it, had happened to you. Amen. So that's why the studying of the Bible and to get the common knowledge of all the Bible, just reading the reading, and to ask the Holy Spirit to, you know, to give you the revelation of what he's trying to say. So that's where we are now in the book of Luke, talking about survival. But we're going to take a look here. I know we have many more insights and testimonies, but we want to take a scripture from the book of St. Luke, from the King James Bible. And he said unto his disciples, there was a certain rich man had a steward, and the same was accused unto him that he had wasted his goods. And he called him and said unto him, how is it that I hear that this of thee, give an account of thy stewardship, for thou mayest be no longer steward? And the steward said within himself, what shall I do? For my Lord taketh away from me the stewardship. I can't dig, to beg I can, I am ashamed. I am resolved what to do, that when I put out of the stewardship, that I may receive me, they may receive me into their house. And he called every one of his lords debtors unto him, and said unto him first, how much owe thou unto my Lord? And he said, 100 measures of oil. And he said unto him, take thy bill, sit down quickly, and write 50. And he said unto another, how much owest thou? And he said, 100 measures of wheat. And he said unto him, take thy bill, and write 80. And the Lord commended the unjust steward, because he had done wisely. For the children of this world are in this generation wiser than the children of light. And he said unto you, and I said unto you, make to yourselves friend of the mammon of the unrighteous, that when you fall, they may receive you into everlasting habitation. He that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much, and he that is unjust in the least is unjust also in much. If therefore you have not been faithful in the unrighteous mammon, who will commit to your trust the true riches? And if you have not been faithful in that which is another man's, who shall give you that which is your own? No servant can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. How can you survive things that are happening today, wars and rumors of wars, diseases are breaking out, pestilence, danger, every area. Amen. Earthquakes in diverse places. There are places where cities now been used to be. Floods. Amen. Storms have almost wiped them out. Homes, jobs are being lost because of weather conditions, and businesses are being closed up. And all this effect, Jesus had said in the beginning, amen, there will be a time of sorrows. And who will we have here? God has said many times, he said, one of the biggest commandments, amen, he said, love your neighbor as yourself. And we're finding here, we're going to mix up some things and put it together, amen, and let you come in. Amen. We thank God for all of you being in the studio. Amen. They try to put this together here, this picture of what's happening in the land. Amen. This picture of what's happening. Amen. Those who might be reading, amen, being in this program, had another mass shooting today. Amen. So what we have, people are being thrown into environments and conditions that they're not familiar with. They haven't planned on it. The unjust and the just. The unjust and the just. And in order to survive, amen, survival is, we're putting that on the definition of the necessities, the common, the basic necessities, a place to sleep, amen, water, food, amen, housing, maybe transportation of your own that you own or you control or you're capable to share with others. Now, what Jesus has said, he said, not necessarily go out and tell lies about your business in order to gain favor, but he noticed, amen, that we have to not to be unsociable. God's people are not unsociable, amen. We shouldn't be after we have been saved, amen. We are God's people, and we love the world, and you have a compassion for the world, amen. So would you have to learn how to adapt, all of us, learn how to work with unsaved or unpopular people, amen. But what about if you need someone else that you don't know? Or you know someone else, but you haven't carried yourself in such a manner, amen, that you can ask them for a favor, amen, that you have seen them in problems and situations, but you didn't stretch your hand out or time out and say, well, you know, can I be of assistance to you? I can do this for you through the love of God in you, through the love of God that's in you, amen. I remember many, many, many years ago, amen, we was in our neighborhood, amen. We came up in a poor neighborhood, and we was a poor family, amen. And the church came through and brought us what we call welfare eggs, and cheese, and butter, amen. And during that time, we heard about the church, but it struck me so, amen, that why these people, they didn't know us, but they knew they would walk around and they asked people to come to church, and they find out what the condition is, and they brought the food and clothing back, amen. And it struck me, even up to now, they planted a seed that the church wasn't what people always said it was. Find out people in there love you regardless of who you are, and they was willing to stretch out their hand, amen, and give you some of the basics of life, amen, encourage you, amen, to come to church and be a part, amen. And that stuck with me even today. It comes back to me from time to time. And I love to help people when they're in need and problems and situations, amen, because I know and I found out now through God, amen, the love of God. God loved the world. He loved the whole world. He doesn't know that's a neighborhood. That's our neighborhood, our friend, our cousin, our relative. God loved the world. And the love of God will come out in you. Amen. So if you haven't made friends to people that you don't know, your neighbor, love your neighbor as yourself. Amen. So here we go. Here we go. Down to the grassroots. We know that this program coming off during the time of tremendous amount of hurricane came through Florida, and you know the damage that have taken place. Amen. Some of you might be in the area where tornadoes had come through. Amen. Those people, amen, they were well as church people, amen, are in destitute. They need, amen. And what we're trying to look at here is that if you ever helped anyone, Jesus said, I'll be with you always, even to the end of the world. Amen. If you've been nice and trying to help other people, amen, your pride, your arrogancy, amen, will not stop you, amen, from receiving help when your time comes. Amen. You can see now that, amen, that the world has to depend on each other because of the end time society and the walls, rumors of war, is tearing up material things. Amen. It's tearing down, amen, many of inheritors in many businesses that have been there for years. Amen. Schools are being attacked. Amen. We need one another. Amen. If you have to understand that you cannot live this world, amen, under the doctrine that the devil put out, amen, in the beginning of time concerning Genesis, amen, 3 and 5, that God was holding something against Adam and Eve, and he told them, you're the tree, amen. But we need to know that God wants us to help each other. So if you're going to survive, you're going to have to know more than one or two people. You're going to have to know, and we want to explore somewhere in that area. Maybe God, through the Holy Spirit, has given you more. Amen. That's why we always come together, and out of the mouth of two or three witnesses, amen, that we can be, amen, on the cutting edge to share this with others, other people, and we can get a better revelation. We're going to open up the lines now, as always. Amen. You can push one on your phone, those of you who are calling in for the first time. Amen. How we operate in this broadcast. Amen. You can go to 1-855-236-2252 or 1-347-215-8816. Amen. God bless you. Last four digits, 4427-954.
No. God bless you, Bishop. It's good to be on the call. Blessing to the call here. Looking at the topic tonight, it made me think about the storm, the recent storms that came through, and it made me realize that I don't care how much preparation we do or for survival to try to get through troubled times, mm-hmm. without the direction of the Holy Spirit, we're never going to mm-hmm. be prepared. And
right.
I think the thing you have to do is not to depend upon man's system to get you through for your survival kit. Your survival kit has to be that you got to spend quality time in the Word and meditating on that Word, using it daily in your life. And that's mm-hmm. the only way that you're going to be able to have a survival kit together, because the Holy Spirit will direct you on what to do and where you need to go, how to prepare for those times. Because many people went out and bought all kind of items, but mm-hmm. when the storms came, they found that they didn't have enough of anything. Or they had a lot of something that they couldn't use. So mm-hmm. I think the only way we can deal with the natural things that are occurring and even to come to a survival kit, we first have to stay with the Holy Spirit and let Him guide us in how to prepare for such a thing as that.
All right, very good, very good. We understand. We know you got firsthand experience on this, and that's very good insight on it, and we thank you as always. Amen. And thank you twice for some things that you have already done that we will receive. Amen. All right. Those of you that you can go out and, like I said, you can go out and buy what man tell you to buy. Amen. And live where man tell you to live. But if man doesn't have the Spirit of God, doesn't have the Holy Spirit of God, amen, you just find yourself, amen, what they say, bring your receipt back. If you got your receipt, you come back and return certain things, or you've stored up a lot of material, a lot of food that you should maybe give away, help someone else. All right, we're talking about what things you might need in these end times. Amen. You feel that we should do, or God has led you in dealing with you about preparing yourself through the Holy Spirit. Amen. That's the good news And once you learn, I think we should throw that in there, once you learn to be led by the Spirit of God through praying and reading the Word, and you know the unction of God, amen, dealing with you, to yes and no, the draw in your spirit, amen, or the freedom in your spirit, amen, that you're doing something, amen, right or wrong, amen. You can press one on your phone and call a friend and tell a friend, amen, Doctrine of Truth is on the air. You can always get a chance to review the broadcast again. You can go to Doctrine of Truth, Blog Talk Radio, www.blogtalkradio, amen, and type in Doctrine of Truth in Bishop Poole, and you'll find us again. There are many more broadcasts that have been going on over the last 2 years. And you can share them as well as you can put them on in your household and as well in Bible studies. Amen. Or you can start your own around your community. Talking it out. The Bible said, out of mouth of two or three witnesses, let my word be established. Okay, I remember when Andrew, who came through South Florida, amen, the Lord was dealing with many of the friends on Proverbs 6 and 6. Amen. So if you do want to be wise, go to the ants. Amen. It's how they store up their goods during the harvest. Because when the winter comes, they know when winter is in their life. Amen. Even that the farmers know that the time of harvest. Amen. There's a time of planting and watering. And when the time of harvest, amen, before the winter comes, they kill the crops or the ground. They have to be prepared all over again. Amen. So these ants, they work together, but they work with others. All the ants will work with others. They put all their little parts together. Amen. They join, have a bigger problem, a bigger harvest. They call others, you know, and help them. So we have to be, amen, not antisocial. Amen. We have to be free-hearted, amen, and loving those. If you have abundance, be willing to share. We're willing to share with your brother and sister, because you never know what part of the land or the world going to have a bumper crop. Amen. But look out. Look out among the world, the church world. Amen. Your household first, among the saints first. Then there's nothing wrong. Amen. Helping others. All right. We're at area code 305, last four digits, 4271. God bless you. Bless you, Doctor. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank God for life today. Listening to you, it's a pleasure. I heard you read about the ant there, and what jumped out at me, an ant does, we able to look at what an ant does, because an ant is going to be an ant. Ants do what God put in them, their nature. That makes sense, don't it? Mm-hmm. And this is why the Lord called us unto himself, so he can put his spirit in us. And I like what my brother was just saying there, but you got to listen to the Holy Ghost. That's the purpose of God making us a new creature. What we need to do is get the teachings, what causes great flow of the Holy Ghost in us. You see what I'm saying? Listen to the scripture. It says, study to show thyself approved. And that jumped at me. The approval of God qualifies you to help somebody else. So we Bishop, face it or not, we are dealing with people that don't want to help nobody. You see, don't have right. No God like in them. If he is, he's dormant, and he become a self-God. You see what I'm saying? But that's not the thing of the church. Paul was talking about how we ought to mind the same thing, think the same things. And that's what those things are. When you know the agape supper that they used to have, that Paul discontinued in his day, because you had those that could eat well and you had some that come, and they didn't have the love of God in them to challenge, you know, giving, sharing with people. So we are facing the same thing today. And you talking about a kid, you got to have something in you to survive. And that's why Jesus wants to live in us. You see what I'm saying? Because this world is crumbling. All the technology and the updates of man run its course for a while, but then all of a sudden it's antiquated. It ain't good. It ain't good no more. You see? So what we have to do is stick with our first love. You see? We have to learn how to continue to walk in the Spirit, walk in love. How it teaches us, you walk in the Spirit, you won't fulfill the lust of the flesh. And that's the thing we need in our spiritual kit. We need the love of God ruling in our hearts. And I thank God for helping me right there, because he showed me recently, you see, that if you walk in love, you won't get hung up on what people do to you. You see, next thing you know, you be praying for them, talking about you didn't do it to me, you did it to Jesus. And that's what Jesus said, didn't he? So that's what I was looking at there, as you were saying. And you know, I thought about this very quick. The government foods you were talking about, they used to describe it. I come to know that it's all, if you a cook, I don't care where the food come from, if you a good cook, you can make it kind of tasty. Ain't that something? I ain't heard about them piled eggs that they had in years. You just reminded me. But I tell you, man, my mama used to get them things and whip them up there, and then she got so she'll mix a fresh egg in the mix of, and you thought she was eating like a cake. You thought she was down at the restaurant. So it's got to be what's in you. And I think that's why the government discontinued that system, because the people was looking at it that this is for the poor folks. And that was just for people who didn't have, you understand? But all they had to do was go to some of them old-timers and say, what should I do with this? And they would have told you. So I'm gonna stick with what I'm listening to here, because it's real good and fresh. You see, you got to have a kid in you, and it's got to be, you got to be seasoned with grace and love in your heart, because this stuff that's coming on now, you understand, it looked like all the places of relaxation and the places where people get away at look like these are where the storms are headed. This is where the destruction coming from. So I'm looking at this thing, but the centerfold of living today, it's what you've been preaching all the year, Bishop. In Christ, that's the hope of glory. That's what I want to say.
Very good, very good. Yes, they know how to make food taste good. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Indeed.
Amen.
Indeed.
You don't have to have that top grade. You can cook it slow. Amen.
They don't know nothing about cooking it slow these days.
No.
And they ain't selling nothing today but flavor. And by the time you swallow it, you're hungry again. So
all
we're gonna have,
is going on.
Yeah, we're going to have to go back to our first love, where God saved us. And then he started talking. He said, now you ain't going to make it being ignorant, you see. So then he gave us the Spirit. And the Spirit will lead and guide us in the truth. It'll show us the Word of God. It'll show us the face of Jesus. So that right there is the kit that we need. So I ain't complaining or criticizing nobody, but I'm grabbing a hold of all I can get, because I'm going to tell you something. I see now what Revelation is a reality right now. So where are we in Revelation now with all these, you know, a third of the people will be killed? And where are we in,
yes,
in what seal has been opened? You see what I'm saying? What vial has been cast out? That's what I'm looking at. I said, my God, in my lifetime, yes, in your lifetime, because the Lord is soon to come. Yes, sir.
God bless you. Amen. We thank God for you. Amen. And in these times, amen, it's true, we have to go back to the old tech, amen. We got to go back, amen, to the common things, because, amen, I've talked to a nurse. We was talking about identity theft, and somebody had gotten their fingerprints, and like everything's being hacked, going through. Man made it. Man know how to get through it and turn it around. So we got to end up back to the low tech, the old fashioned, feet and hands and letters. Amen. And the Holy Ghost. We got to stay with the Holy Ghost. Stay with Jesus. Amen. He know how far this thing is going. The Antichrist spirit is here. Amen. It's always been here, but now you see in high places. Amen. Those that can have an ear to hear the spirit, so let him hear. Amen. So we need to continue to love one another. And God began to show us about what's happening in the land and how to maneuver around it. The church is always on the cutting edge. The church is always a step ahead. Amen. The church will always survive. Amen. If it's in the black or the red, it's still always going to be surviving. And we're showing the love of God. Love is still, amen, number one in the world. Everybody needs love. And you're showing your love to people that you haven't met. Amen. Put your hand out. Amen. And it'll come back to you. It'll come back to you. Amen. You show your love and follow God, and God will lead you to people, not only help you, amen, he can lead you around things, amen, that will harm you. Amen. Amen. All right, you can press 1 on your phone. We'll press 1 on your phone as always, and we'll take you in if God has given you a revelation or a comment. Amen. Those that are working for the first time, you just push 1 on your phone. You don't have to hang up after your comment or question. Sometimes people have a question they would like to ask. Amen. And we'll do our best out of the mouth of 2 or 3 witnesses to kind of give you, amen, confirmation through the Word of God or experience. But prayer always is always, amen, not is always on the cutting. Prayer is better than any cell phone. Amen. You don't have to pay for it. Amen. All you do is once you give your life to Christ, those prayer and the confessions, confessing our sin, 1 John 1:9. Amen. Nobody say they never can't fit. You never will sin. Amen. Jesus said so. Amen. He was telling the church, we don't know what we're going to say. These times, the things that are happening to people, situations are happening. Amen. Happening not only to you, but your family. Amen. Your business, your job. People are trying to make ways for others to get hired. You don't know what you might say or in your have your heart to do. Amen. But you can always say, Lord, forgive me. Lord, forgive me. Amen. Confess your sins. Amen. And the Bible says that he is faithful and just. Amen. Repentance is number one. Repentance is number one. God repented that he made man in the beginning of time. Amen. So let us not harbor any, hold any ill against our brothers and sisters. Amen. Because you don't know who might have to serve you. Be mindful who we talk against. Amen. I used to say certain things about
different restaurants. I said, no, I'm not going there. I'm not going to do this. Amen. Until I got out of town one time, you know, being a young person in Christ, you have drawn your lines and you got out and moving around, and my God, that's the best place was open. Amen. Then, amen. So you don't let, you don't judge and don't say, and like Paul told Timothy, just pray over your food. Amen. Pray over your food. Amen. And God give you the best. Isaiah said, you eat good of the land. If you obey God, you eat good of the land. So whatever it is, don't talk against it. Amen. Don't ask no question. When you go to other countries and let the Holy Spirit show you not to do this and so, He'll show you. Amen. So we thank God for it. We thank God for all of you. Continue to pray for our brothers and sisters that are now really going through areas in the land, and all here, all parts of the country. We have Christians in there too. God got people in there. God has people in there. And when it rains on the just and the unjust. Amen. When it snows, it snows on the churches as well as the nightclubs. Amen. When hurricanes come through, it hit nightclubs and churches, banks, everything. But in it all, the brother was saying, when you got Jesus on the inside, He let you know, amen, what it's all about. Amen. All right, we can push one on the phone. We're continuing on here. What can be put together? What you feel that should be added into, we understand now, with the Holy Spirit and the Word constantly, amen, the Word of God, getting a general knowledge constantly. When you begin to pray and think on things and meditate, we don't forget about meditating on the Word. Don't forget about meditating on the Word. Amen. David said he meditated day and night. Day and night. Amen. If you have anything good to think on God's word. Or if He give you a scripture, a word, amen, think and meditate on it. Amen. To get down in your soul and your mind and digest it. So when things does come, the Holy Spirit bring it up. You can see. You can see it. Amen. And the book of Proverbs talking about, amen, the men, things that God don't like. And you talk about the those that you find, amen, the troublemakers, amen. They be throwing their hands all up in the air, talking with their hands and talking with their feet, amen. Be careful of those things. Proverbs is, amen, a great book. All the Bible is a great book. All the Bible is a great book. Amen. But to show you some things that men and women do, amen, it almost like give you a show of what's going on. Amen. Notice Proverbs, I read here, but if anybody else have another comment, they can. Proverbs, the 6th chapter. Amen. And we'll see at the 6th things that the Lord hates. At 16th verse, Proverbs 6 and 16, he said, these 6 things does the Lord hate, 7 abominations unto Him, a proud look, lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, heart that devise wicked imaginations, feet that be swift running to mischief, false witness that speaketh lies, and he that soweth discord among the brethren. God don't like people that, amen, go around and start trouble among each other. Discord, that's abomination to the Lord. Amen. Lying tongue, speaking lies. Amen. The book of Revelation talking about, amen, all liars, they have their part in the lake of fire. Amen. So we have to throw that in the mix of our living and our walking. Amen, and that God love us, amen, but yes, we're still here, we're still walking this land, We will make some mistakes. We will have some problems. Amen. But you can say, Lord, forgive me. Give me another chance. He understands. He understands. There are many people thrown into problems. They never expected to lose all their houses. Amen. Never expected the job to close down. Amen. Retirement money is gone. Never expected that. Never expected. Amen. Widows being cheated. Amen. Out of the bank accounts. Never expected. Where did they go? Who are they going to appeal to? Amen. There's some families been put out because of the young people that put them out. Amen. And they, who can they go to? Who can they go to? Amen. So constantly being prayerful and watchful. We have to watch for our young people. Pray for our young people. We never had this before. Those of us, amen, amen. We know when we went to school, we didn't have to worry about that. Somebody walking in shooting up the school. We had a little problem every now and then with somebody pulling a fire alarm. Amen. But no, not bringing guns and shooting up the school. They're shooting up people. We never had that before. But now we have. But now we have. And just what Jesus is saying, these are the times of sorrow. Times of sorrow. All right. I think we have a amen. Let's push one on your phone in the comments. Amen. I think we could take about two more. All right. God bless you. 954-4427. God bless you.
Yes. Amen. You know, Bishop, when you talk about Proverbs 6:6 and the ants and being prepared, you know, that, you know, we in today's society, we've gotten so comfortable with conveniences that we don't set aside items that that we need. You need to go through your home and make sure you have some things in case all the power go out and everything, that you can be able to cook food, have you some wood or some charcoal, have stuff that you don't need electricity to prepare food with. We from back way back, there was a time when we cooked all our food on a stove and with wood or coal and stuff, and you know, but that's been such a long time, and many people today have no idea what that's about. But we there was a time when we did that. You know, a few years ago, I kept when having trouble with these cell phones. Every time you got to write the numbers down, otherwise, you know, when you transfer them over, sometimes you don't get all your numbers. And I began to think about that. You know, when we had phones back before the cell phones, we knew a lot of numbers, and we didn't have them written down because it was just the way it was. We used our mind. So I decided that I was going to take all the family and those who I call on a regular basis to remove the name out of my phone and put the number there. And I did that a few years ago, and to this day, if I lose my phone, I don't panic, because I know the numbers. And it's just we get weak and we get comfortable and get lazy. And our minds, if we don't strengthen our mind by keeping it on information and studying the word, it will get relaxed and lazy. And, you know, they say like the muscles, if you don't use them, you'll lose them. And it's with your mind. Your mind will get so used to these machines doing everything for you and everything that when you lose your phone, you won't know how to call anybody because you can't remember a number. are just that we need to prepare ourselves mentally so that if all the conveniences were to be just go away, that we could still be able to survive. And also, we need to set aside an emergency fund. Sometimes it might be the best thing for you to do is to just relocate for a while until the bad, the storms and the bad weather pass over. And that's a strategy that I don't think people really take into consideration either. I mean, if you set aside and have that emergency funds, well, then you could save yourself a lot of heartache. Just relocate for a little while until it blows over. But it's preparation, and preparation is going to come from you being in the Word and keeping yourself spiritually sound so that you can listen to the Holy Spirit, and He'll guide you on what to do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Amen. Yeah. Very good. Very good. Mm-hmm. We thank God for it because, amen, some things we don't really think about until the time comes. And talking about situation, talking with others, amen, and networking with others, have prayer partners and friends, amen, God will speak through that. Amen. God will speak through it, reminding us. Amen. That's why I thank God for Blog Talk. We come together and the Holy Spirit reminding us some things God had maybe already spoke to you about, spoke to me about. And you say, oh, yeah, I better do this. And like I said, the ants, God put in the ant what He knows, and an ant will be an ant. And He knows during the summer of His life and how the earth changes, different climates and seasons, He knows we have to prepare. And we have to prepare. If God has been fruitful in showing us things that we need to do, amen, lay aside certain things, put things aside, amen, not to give away all your oil out of your vessel, amen, have something, store up something for yourself. Amen. We're talking about the end time survival, what we might think we might need. Amen. Those of you coming in for the first time, amen, you have a comment, you can push one on your phone. Amen. Our technician will put you in, and you can just make a comment and stay on your phone, and you can listen after your comment. Or if you have a question pertaining to what God has showed you or what you do when you know you feel that the Lord dealing with you about you need to do this. Maybe you need to go be reeducated. Amen. Jobs are switching, careers are turning. Amen. But not because they want to, but companies are trying to survive. Big companies are eating up little companies. People losing their retirement pay. Thieves are stealing funds and from banks and from investments. Amen. You could, all the time you can hear many actors have lost their income or investment, professionals, because they trusted man. And thank God for the Holy Ghost. We need to just always pray and ask God, Lord, help us, help me to stay ahead of things. Help me to be mindful. And He will. He will. God knows that with the Holy Spirit, He's a leader, a guider. He always there with us, and He's in us. And He wants us to be successful because we are the light of the world. Your light is drawing other people to you. Just living correctly and showing love. Amen. All right, we maybe have one more caller because we're going to go into prayer. Amen. For those that we know, amen. If you can push one on your phone, you have another comment. We give you about 2 minutes, a minute to say, because we always like to have prayer. Amen. Prayer change things. All right, 305-4271. 305-4271.
You talking about having a faith kit. I was just reminded that as you and Brother Hester talked there, how God wants us to be suited and prepared before trouble comes. This is the reason we praise. We continue in prayer. That, but Paul said men ought to always pray and don't cease, you see, so that when trouble come your way, then you have something to brace you. You get what I'm saying? The kit is already prepared. You already got your faith kit, you see. If you keep hoping for a thing, you need to have something to sustain you. And that's what we're talking about today, because what faith you have today is not good for tomorrow. Your faith is good for today, you see. And when if tomorrow comes, then God is able to supply you, you understand, even for that. So what I really want to say real quickly was we are operating. Matter of fact, we are waiting till the fire starts, then to find out we don't have water or the proper things to put it out, you see. So we lose greatly, and that's for the world concern. You see what I'm saying? But now, if you got fire, if you got the resources, fire may start, so you have a better chance of lessening the amount of damage that you suffer loss. So that's what's going on today. So God wants us to come together as His people. That's why we a body in the body of Christ. He wants to come together. So men are having great trouble now because we are so divided. You get what I'm saying? But when you come together and you worship, listen, man, you get caught up in the spirit and start worshiping God, I don't care how full you out there on the ledge, somehow the spirit will bring you in, and all y'all be doing the same thing, the same love and all this kind of thing. So if you want to have a church, that's what we have.
All right, give me a short prayer.
Dear Lord, we are grateful for what we are saying, what we are seeing today. Thank you for Bishop and his efforts. We thank you for those that are calling in and all that we are hearing. We praise you for joy and peace in the Holy Ghost. And we just thank you, Lord, that you have kept us until this hour. And we bless you for your favor. Now we pray that grace, oh God, be open to all of those, especially our young folks. Come to Jesus. Come with open hearts and the hands wide open that they may receive. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
All right. Can we have another prayer? Just push one on your phone. A very short prayer. Amen. God bless you. 4427.
Yes. Father God, help us to stay in your word that we receive instructions on how for our Lord God to live this life. Father God, help us to stay in your word that we will know that you are our source. And you always, the Holy Spirit will always give us direction on which way we ought to go. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. God bless you as always. God bless you, all of you. We love you, all of you. Amen. Asking God's blessing upon you to send prosperity, that God will be with you and leading and guide you through dreams and visions. Amen. That you don't be so busy. Amen. That you don't be so busy. Calm yourself and relax yourself. That God could God speak to us through visions and dreams and prophecy. Amen. Until next time, we love you all. Amen. Call a friend and tell a friend. Amen. You can go to our website, www.jciministries.org. www.jciministries.org, or you can go to Blog Talk Radio, www.blogtalkradio, amen, and /Doctrine of Truth, Bishop Poole, amen. You'll find us there. Many more programs already have been in progress and been recorded. God bless you. God bless you. Call a friend and tell a friend. Let them know Jesus loves them
Amen. Nothing wrong with having a personal touch from God. Until next time, goodbye.